This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agan Erev Shabbos Raboisai, as we prepare for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Parshas HaChodesh, Chodesh Nisan, the Torah tells us in last week's Parsha, Parsha Shemini, Vayehi, Vayoyim HaShemini, it was on the eighth day. Rashi says, Shemini Lemiluim. What day was the eighth day of the Miluim? Hu Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shehukam HaMishkan, that the Mishkan was erected. Boy Biyoim, on that day. V'natal Eser Atorois, and that day took 10 crowns, Hashnuyos B'Seder Olam, that are taught in Seder Olam. So the day, the first day of Nisan, is a very special day. It's a day that is honored with 10 crowns. What are the 10 crowns? So the Gemara in Shabbos on Pei Zayin Amud Beis tells us, what are the 10 crowns of Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Vayi b'chodesh harishayin, b'shana hashenis, b'echad l'chodesh, hukam ha-mishkan. Tana, oysa yoyim natal eser hataris. That day took 10 crowns. Number one, rishayin l'masei bereshis. That was the day that the world was created. It was the first day of creation. Now what does that mean, it was the first day of creation? What does that mean, it was the first day of creation? So Pashup Shad is, it was a Sunday. That's what it means. That day that the Mishkan was erected, it was a Sunday. It was the first day of Maisa Bereshis. You could also say another simple pshat. It was literally the first day the world was created. As we know, the world was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you say, no, it wasn't. I thought it was created in Rosh Hashanah. Zikaroin l'yayim rishayin. The truth is, it's a machlokes Tana, and it's a machlokes Reb Lezer or Reb Yoshua. Rebbe Lezer holds the world was created in Tishrei. The world was created in Tishrei. And Rebbe Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan. And it happens to be, who do we paskin like? Wrong. We paskin like Rebbe Yeshua, that the world was created in Nisan. So you say, well, how do you argue about when the world was created? How do you, the truth is that Arizal says, but Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, that it was Allah b'machshava to create it in Tishrei, but he actually created it in Nisan. Okay, so it was a Sunday. It was the first day of creation. Rishayin l'Nasiim, it was the first of the Nasiim. Which Nasi brought his carbon on Yom Rishayin? Nachshayin ben Aminadav l'matei Yehuda. Number three, Rishayin l'Kohuna was the first day that the Kohanim started to do the Avodah. Until then, who did the Avodah? The Bechayrim. Good, the Bechayrim. Okay? Rishayin l'Kohuna. Number four, Rishayin l'Avodah was the first day that the Avodah began. What does that mean, the Avodah began? They started bringing the Karman Tamid. Rishayin l'Yiridas Ha'esh. It was the first day, number five, that the fire came down from heaven. Number six, Rishayin l'achilas kachim. It was the first day that the sacrificial foods, the kachim, had to be eaten in a specific place. Until then, they could be eaten anywhere. Rishayin l'shkoyin shechina was the first day that the shechina resided. Rishayin l'varchas Yisrael. It was the first day that the kohanim did berchas kohanim. Number nine, Rishayin l'isser habamos. It was the first day that bamos, private offerings, became Asar. All house minyanim ceased, all bamai ceased on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Rishayin l'chadashim, and it was also the first of the months of the year, and that is Nisan begins the beginning of the year. Okay, it's the first month of the year. Now if you look in the Seder Olam seems to bring in another Rishayin. It says in Seder Olam, Vayehi bayom hashmini, achar zayin yimei miluim, ve'echad b'shabbos haya, v'rosh chodesh nisan haya, u'bay b'yom amdu aron uvanav, v'rachatzu es yideim v'sragleim en hakiyar, v'avdos kol ha'avodos, v'hasidur ma'al seder, they did everything in order, u'bay b'yom hizchilu ha'nasiyim l'hakriv, and shenemar ha'makar bayom ha'rishayin, rishayin l'maseh bereishis, rishayin l'nasiyim. So that's so far the same as the Gemara. Rishayin l'shkoyin shechina b'Yisrael. Shinavish chandu tamadeh. So Rishayin l'isser bama, Rishayin l'kuhuna, Rishayin l'bracha, Rishayin l'avoida, Rishayin l'chadashim. Another one is Rishon L'Shechitas Safayin. They started shechting on the north of the Mizbeach. Rishon L'Achilas Kodshim. Rishon L'Ridas Ha'esh. Boy B'Yayim Hikrivu Yisrael T'midim Nedarim Nedavis Chatayis Hashem Zekura B'chayreis U'masreis. And the Seder Olam Darshan, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Uri Tzafayin Uva Yiseiman Afichi Gani Yizlu Besamav. Uri Tzafayin. That refers to the Oila that shechted in the north. Uba Yiseiman. This refers to Shlamim that are shechted in the south. Hafichi Gani, that's Ayamayid. Yizlu Basamav is the Ktaras. Yavai Doidi Lagana is the Shchina. Vyoicha Prima Gadav are the Karbanais. Basi Lagani Achoisi Chala. That's the eighth day. I came to my garden, my sister, O bride. Arisi Mayri in Basami is the Ktaras, the Levina, the Menachais. Achiti Achalti Yari Imdivshi are the Evare Oila, the Emure Kachi Kadashim. Shasisi Yenim Chalavi are the Nesachim. Fine. Marv Rabbeisai, we're going to examine something, Oyam Venoira, about Chodesh Nisan. First, let's begin with probably the most famous line of all the Yoitzrois, of all the Yoitzrois anywhere, certainly for Parshas HaChodesh. Raise your hand if you daven in a shul that says Yoitzrois for Parshas HaChodesh. So raise your hand if you avoid shuls that daven Yoitzrois and Parshas HaChodesh, right? So,
all Yoitzrois.
What?
All Yoitzrois, not
Parshas. All shuls, you mean?
All Yoitzrois.
Okay. So one of the famous lines of the Yoitzrois, we say, HaChodesh, the month of Nisan, Asher Yeshuais Boi Makifais, that you're surrounded by salvation. And we've said a pshat in the past, I refer you back to other makifais, could be a lashon, not of surrounding, but rather on credit, that all the benefits God gave us on Nisan were unearned, and we had to earn it later through our avodah in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. But on a simple level, it's a month we're surrounded by salvation. Why do we have so much salvation in the month of Nisan? My Rabbi Yisai, recently in Chodesh Adar, we spoke about the Bnei Yisachar says on the Pasuk, Asagevehu ki yad Hashemi, I will elevate you because you know my name. The Bnei Yisachar brings that there is a tradition that when you say in the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisra V'Rashi Chadashim, you should have in mind when you say the name of Hashem that the specific tziruf of Havaya that applies to that month. What does that mean? We know God's name is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, and there are 12 ways of combining the letters of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. In many of the Siddurim now, in the Art Scroll Sfarad Siddur, they give you the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei for every month. So every month has a different combination and permutation of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, whether it's Yud, Hey, and then a Hey and a Vav, or Yud, a Vav, and then a Hey and a Hey. But be it as it may, it gets a little bit confusing, you know, which Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei corresponds to which month. Adar's month switched. It used to be B'chol Zayinenu Shoyveli, and there are psukim that help you remind you what's the permutation of that particular. And we said Adar Beis actually combines all 12 months. But let's say, for example, Adar is V'la Soreka B'ni Asoinoi. Fine. And the B'nai Saschar says that having this kavana greatly enhances the efficacy of one's tefillah. The thing is, it gets confusing. I mean, who could remember what's Shem Havaya? And, you know, this is, again, it's not Ma'akev in Tefillah. It's not Lahalacha. But it's an Inyan. The thing is, it's a hard Inyan. Who could remember? But there's 1 month a year where it's sort of a piece of cake, because there's 1 month a year where the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is in order. And that is Nisan, which is Yismachu HaShamayim. So there's 1 month a year where even you could be an Amma Aretz and you could still know what the Tziruf Havaya of that month is. And then in that month you're going to have a very effective tefillah. So the reason why Nisan is a month we're surrounded by Yeshua, you know why? Because our tefillah is much more powerful in Nisan. Why? Because you could be a complete Amma Aretz and still have the proper Kavana and magnify your Kayach HaTefillah, says the Munkacher in the Shai Yisachar. He says, HaChodesh Asher Yeshua is Makifos. Why? Al piderach kedosh zakeni b'vnei Yisachar based on Mahila Gazeda. The Munkacher was a descendant of the Bnei Yisachar. Chazal say that why are Klal Yisrael, why do they daven and they're not answered? Because they don't know how to daven with the name of Hashem. What does that mean? They don't know how to be mechavein. They don't know the name of Hashem. The Bnei Yisrael explains they don't know the particular tzir of Hashem that is connected to that month. Now it says the Shari Yisrael, not everybody is proficient in the tzirah of the Shemais. But Chodesh Nisan is a walk in the park. It's Yitzchak Hashem Sagla Aretz. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei straight. Everybody knows it. It's very obvious. And therefore, it's a special month to have your Tfilos answer, because even Amei Haaretz have this boost to their Tfilah. So when you get up to the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, even if you're not a big Kabbalist, you could remember the Tzirah of Nisan is Yismuchu Hashamayim Misagal Aretz. So that made me think of the following. We say that when Amalek is in the world, God's name is what? Ki Yara Kes Ka. Why? Why Ka? Why missing the Vav and the Hey? Why are we missing the Vav and the Hey? So, the Yismach Moshe says that Yudke Vavke stands for Yismuchu Hashamayim Misagal Aretz. Now, Amalek is a big mammon. Amalek believes in God. He believes Yismuchu Hashemayim. He believes God's up in heaven. But it has nothing to do with us down here. He doesn't believe in the Vesagel Haaretz. He believes there's a disconnect. That's why the Siman of Amalek is the cross, where you have the line connecting heaven and earth, and then there's a horizontal line cutting them off. That's what the cross represents. The cross represents the disconnect between heaven and earth. We believe in God. He has nothing to do with our lives. What we do is none of his business, and he's not interested in it. So therefore, Amalek is in the world. It's Kiyad Al-Kes Ka. Ka is Yismuch HaShemayim, but there's no Vesag El Aretz. So therefore, says Aruch HaShulchan, why do we do the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek? We have to do it once a year. When do we do it? Adar. What do we do in Adar for? Do it on Lag BaOmer. Do it on Lag BaOmer. Do it on Arbor Day. Do it on, on Black Friday. Why do you have to remember Amalek and Adar? You know why? Because we have a tradition. Benisan nigalu, uvenisan asidin ligoil. And before the Gula comes, we got to eradicate Amalek. In order to eradicate him, we have to remember him. So the proper time to eradicate Amalek is before Chodesh Nisan. So it comes out very beautiful. We're in Adar. And in the month of Adar, Amalek is working very hard. Yismuchu Hashamayim, but we're going to throw out Vesag El Aretz. So now that Chodesh Adar is over, and we've remembered to destroy Amalek, we've restored Yismuchu Hashamayim Vesag El Aretz, and therefore the tziruf of Chodesh Nisan is Yismuchu Hashamayim Vesag El Aretz. It's in the immediate aftermath of what? Mechias Amalek. Now we're going to learn something incredible about the month of Nisan. I'd venture to say that we never knew before. And if you say you knew it before, you didn't know it before. I'm telling you, you never knew this. Maybe you did. No, but you didn't. Okay, so we know we have a tradition. B'Nisan Nigalu, V'Nisan Asidin Ligal. In Nisan we were redeemed, and in Nisan we're destined to be redeemed. Why? What's special about Nisan? Why will we be destined to be redeemed in the month of Nisan? Past performance has no bearing on future outcome. Who cares? We left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim. So what? Just because communism worked in the 19th century, still democracy is better. Marv Raboisai, there's a very difficult pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. B'yoyim ha'chodesh harishayin, on the day of the first month, Be'echad la'chodesh, on the first day of the month. What? B'yoyim, on the day of the first month, on the first day. What do you mean on the day of the first month? It should say, Be'echad la'chodesh harishon. They're like extra words here that have no meaning whatsoever. Why would it say on the day of, we're not even talking about days yet, we're up to the month. It should say, either Be'chodesh harishon, Be'echad la'chodesh, or Be'echad la'chodesh harishon. What's B'yoyim? That word B'yoyim has no... B'yoyim ha'chodesh harishon? Be'echad la'chodesh? What's going on here? B'yoyim ha'chodesh harishon? Should say, Be'chodesh harishon be'echad la'chodesh, or Be'echad la'chodesh harishon. When was the patira of Avram Avinu? When did Avram Avinu die? Well, we have different traditions. Some say he died Erev Pesach. In fact, it says that Esav was Baal al Nar HaMurasa. It says on the day that Avraham Avinu died, Esav lived with a Nar HaMurasa. How do we know? Wow. Where does it say in the Chumash? He lived with a Nar HaMurasa? No, the Pshat is very Pashat. Who died that day? Avraham. What day was it? Erev Pesach. What did Yitzchak give to Esav? Lechem. What kind of lechem? Matzah. So Esav ate matzah on Erev Pesach, and the Yerushalmi says, "Ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, kibba ala rusasai bebeis chamiv." So Esav lived with an Aram Urasa. How do we know? Because he ate matzah on Erev Pesach. That's a prima gadim. But some say, "No, Avraham Avinu died Seder night." V'yamar shemes Avraham Avinu b'leil Pesach. However, there's another tradition that Avraham Avinu did not die in Nisan. Avraham Avinu died in Teves. The Seder Hadoros brings down Vayitzav Avraham es Yitzchak benoi sheyishmar mitzvos Hashem Vayomas Avraham tes vav shanim l'chaye Yaakov v'asu. Oh, v'Esav, thank you. Avraham died 15 years into the life of Yaakov and Esav. And then, says the Seder Hadoros, Avraham meis b'teves. Avraham died in the month of Teves. The Rashi Teves, Tikaver b'seva toiva, are Teves. Tikaver b'seva toiva is Rashi Teves, Teves. So here we have an authentic source that Avraham Avinu died in Teves. Which, by the way, is Bechlal Shver. Because we know the Machlokes, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yoshua, there's Machlokes when the Avos died. We have a Gemara Rosh Hashanah here. Where's the Rosh Hashanah? Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, they argue when the Avos died. Did the Avos die in Tishrei or did the Avos die in Nisan? Right? Rebbe Lezer says they died in Tishrei and Rebbe Yeshua says they died in Nisan. So how could the Seder Hadoros bring down that the Avos died in Teves, that Avraham died in Teves? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Deah that he died in Nisan. Or by the way, look in the Yalkut Ruveni. The Yalkut Ruveni brings over here. Yalkut Ruveni is an ancient collection of Midrashim or Kabbalistic sources. He also brings, sort of toward the end, he brings the Kanoida Misifrei HaMekubalim, that the side of Tikaver B'Seva Toiva is L'Mafreya Teves. So Marv Rabbi Yisai, here's the question. This is the $1 million question. When did Avraham Avinu die?
4 minutes.
Let's see. Okay, we'll try a different time. Okay, so here's the question. The question is, when did Avraham Avinu die? Did he die in the month of Teves? Or did he die in Nisan, like the Gemara says? This is the kasha of the Ben Yehoyada. Look at number 13. V'hinei b'sefer Karnayim. In the Sefer Karnayim, Maimer Vav, Bevir Don Yadin, he brings from the Sifrei HaMekubalim that again, Avraham Avinu died in Teves. And the smach is, Tikaver b'seva toiva, is Rashi Teves, Teves. Frek de ben ishchai v'kosha doloyasi loikreb lezer v'loikreb Yeshua. It's a nice source, but it's against Shas. It's against the Gemara. So the Ben Yoyada quotes something, Mamish oyem v'noira. V'ro'isi b'sefer parshas Eliezer. I saw in the Sefer Parshas Eliezer, Shehu gam kein bir al Sefer Karnayim, Hanisgar, the Sefer Parshas Eliezer, which is a beer on the Sefer Karnayim, answers this based on what the Sefer Karnayim himself writes earlier. You ready for this? You're fastening your seatbelts? Shebechoydesh Nisan klulim kol hachadoshim. Choydesh Nisan encompasses all the months of the year. That means there are days in Nisan that are Nisan days, there are days in Nisan that are Iyar days, there are days in Nisan that are Sivan days, there are days in Nisan that are Tammuz days, there are days in Nisan that are Av days, there are Elo days, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves. There are Teves days in Nisan. Avad Avram died in Nisan. But what day of Nisan? The day that corresponds to Chodesh Teves. V'hu nifter b'nisan b'yoyim ha'shach l'chodesh teves. By the way, says the Ben Ishchai, according to that, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua don't argue when the Avos were born and died. Rabbi Lezer agrees that they were born and died in Nisan. Rabbi Lezer is just saying they were born and died in Tishrei of Nisan. By the way, what day is Tishrei of Nisan? What day is Tishrei of Nisan? The seventh day. Or actually, he doesn't say. We don't know.
Multiple days, right?
We don't know. He doesn't say. He's uncommittal. It could be any time. Like right now could be, you know, Lag BaOmer on Nisan. Actually, right now is Adar, so it's none of the above. So here he brings a tremendous yesod, an amazing yesod, that there are Nisan encompasses all the months of the year, and therefore there are days in Nisan that correspond to Teves. So the Gemara is correct. Avram Avinu died in Nisan, and the Kabbalah is correct that he died in Teves. He died in the day of Nisan that corresponds to Teves. Comes the Sefer Agra Dekala. This will explain the very mysterious pasuk, "B'yoyim haChodesh Harishon be'echad laChodesh." It should have said "B'chodesh Harishon be'echad laChodesh" or "B'echad laChodesh Harishon." What does it mean? On the day of the first month, on the first day of the month. Listen to what he says. He says, "V'hanira." Right now, we don't know what day of Nisan corresponds to what month, and what, you know, the third day corresponds to. I don't know. V'hanira al pimasha kibalnu. I have a tradition. The oisan hayud beis yomim harishonim de Nisan yemei hakravas nasiim. Those 12 first days of Nisan, the days the nasiim brought karbanos, hema koyach klali leyud beis chodshei hashana, correspond to the 12 months of the year. Kol yoyim roimez lechodesh shalem. Every day is a different month. Now that comes out. The first day of Nisan is what? Nisan. And the second day is Iyar. And the third day is Tammuz. And the fourth day is Av. And the fifth day is Elul. No. The first one is Nisan. Second is Iyar. Third is Sivan. Fourth is Tammuz. Fifth is Av. Sixth is Elul. Seventh is Tishrei. Kein shamanu mikvoid adonin morin rabbeinu harav hakadosh Ramanacha Mendel v'zachi haros yichoyen lezboin b'chol yoyim. If you have Ruach HaKodesh, so for all you Bali Ruach HaKodesh out there, you could look into each day of Nisan and know what, based on what happens that day, what the month corresponding to that will look like. So you look on the third day, what's the stock market doing? The stocks are going to go up. Okay, so now I know the month of Sivan is a good day to invest. On the fifth day, they go down. Don't invest in Av. Okay, inside, I get at least 35% commission on that. Yeah, b'chodesh, asher hu neged hayom. Then you didn't do it right. Asher hu neged hayom ahu. Then it's corresponding to that day. Uchvoid adonin marin ramein harav kadosh hayakoysev beruach kadshay b'chol yom asher yeah b'chol chodesh. His Rebbe would write on each day what would happen in the corresponding month. By the way, the Rav Nachman Mendel Mirimanov, he would predict everything that would happen during the year based on the way the first 12 days of Nisan would go. And in the year that he died, in the month of Av, he only wrote what would happen in Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Now we understand Yom Rishon. What does Yom Rishon correspond to? Nisan, Chodesh Harishon. This is what it means. B'yoyim haChodesh Harishon. On the day of the first month. What does it mean on the day of the first month? On the day that's corresponding to the first month, which is Echad HaChodesh. That's how you read the Pasuk. B'yoyim, on the day, haChodesh Harishon that corresponds to the first month. What day corresponds to the first month? Be'echad HaChodesh. So it's more than the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai just says there are days in Nisan that correspond to every day of the month, every month of the year. But now we're learning which days. The first 12 days of the month correspond to the 12 months of the year.
And what happens after the 13th to the 29th or the 30th?
I tell you what you need to know. Okay? So, says the Shari Yisoscha, the Munkacher, so it comes out then that the month of Nisan corresponds to which Shevet?
Yehuda.
Ah, Umechuvan hayoyim hazeh Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is not, who's the Nasi of Yehuda? Nachshon ben Aminadav l'mata Yehuda. Why? Since b'nisan nigalu uv'nisan asidin ligoel. And we know, like it's quoted in the Agra Dekala, from, by the way, this is from the Choyza Melublin. But so when he quotes HaKadosh, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak, the Choyza Melublin would write what would occur in each month, that the 12 days of the Nasiim is connected that month. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is connected Chodesh Nisan. The second day is Iyar and Kesidron. And this is what it means, B'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishon, on the day that corresponds to the first month, which is the first day. So since Nisan is Mesugal for the Geula, therefore it's the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda from which Malchus Beis David comes to. So I was thinking about this early this morning, and I realized something amazing. So it comes out, what day of the year did Avram Avinu pass away?
Equivalent
to Shabbat
Agadah.
The 14th or the 15th, right?
The 10th day. The 10th day of Nisan. Right? Because we know Avram Avinu died in Nisan, and the Kabbalah says he died in Teves. So how do you reconcile it? He died in the month of Nisan that corresponds to Teves. What day is that? The 10th day of Nisan. So it comes out Oyam Benoyer. What do we call the 10th day of Nisan? Shabbos Agadah. And I have a sefer at home of 100 reasons why it's called Shabbos Agadah. Here's a new one. What is Avram Avinu called in Tanakh? Ha'adam ha'gadol ba'anokim. He's called Gadol. Where else do we call him Gadol? Ha'kel ha'gadol Avraham ha'gibar Yitzchak va'anoyro Yaakov. Gadol Avraham. So it's Shabbos of who? Shabbos ha'gadol. The Shabbos of Avram Avinu. He's the one individual who's called Gadol in the Chumash. Gadol is chesed. That's why it's called Shabbos ha'gadol. It's the yard site of Avraham Avinu, according to what we just learned. It's a new pshat. Now we're going to have a new sefer, 101 reasons for Shabbos Agadah. Okay, but another very interesting thing. What's the mazel of Chodesh Teves? Gedi. The sefer Yetzira said, Gedi, right, the goat, that's well known. The Gedi is the mazel of Chodesh Teves. In fact, the lashon of the sefer Yetzira is Kashar Gedi. God tied the Gedi. What did we do on the 10th day of Teves? We tied on 10th day of Nisan. We tied the Gedi. Why? Mahu Afatu. We're emulating HaKadosh Baruch. When God created the world, in the month of Teves, He was Kashar the Gedi. Therefore, on the 10th day of Teves, of Nisan, which corresponds to Teves. By the way, the Tziruf of Chodesh Teves is Gadlu Lashem Iti Unaroimama. Vav Hey Yud Hey. Gadlu. Teves is Gadlu. What day of Nisan corresponds to Teves? 10th day of Teves. Shabbos HaGadol, the day that corresponds to Gadlu Lashem Iti Unaraima Shmayachdav. That's 102nd reason for Shabbos HaGadol. That's from the Munkacher. So he says over here, let's just read a little bit, in number 16, Oid Yeshalayim Rabbezeh Alpi Mashikasav Kadosh Zekeni Ba'agra Dekala. On the pasuk, b'yoyim ha'chodesh harishon be'echad ha'chodesh, that it should have said b'kitzer be'echad ha'chodesh harishon. Based on this Kabbalah, that the 12 days of Nisan that the Nesiim brought their karbanos are the koyach klali of the 12 months of the year, like it's brought in Rabbeinu Kadosh of Lublin and the Choyza, that the Choyza of Lublin was able to see on each day of the month, what would happen to that month. And I think I said before, it was Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov. So he was the first one quoted by the Agra Dekala, but in terms of that he passed away in the month of Av, that was the Choyza. So he brings the Chumash Yerushalayim and Nimsa Shoyoyim Echad, who can Agra Chodesh HaRishon. Ulufiza, the miracle that happened on the 10th day of the month, which is Shabbos HaGadol. How do we know it was Shabbos HaGadol? Because we know they left Mitzrayim on what?
Thursday.
On a Thursday. So that means the 10th was a Shabbos. What did they do? They tied the Gedi to the foot of the bed. And the Mitzrayim worshipped the Seh. And their teeth were chaos. And Klal Yisrael couldn't do anything. And the Bechoros made a war. And they killed many, many Egyptians. Now the 10th of Nisan is which month? Is Teves. And in Sefer Yetzirah it says, Kashar Gedi Ba'olam. The tziruf of Teves is Gadol Hashem Iti Unaraim Mashmayach Dov. And therefore, that's the pshat. He says a few lines down, he says, Hagadi, which is the mazel of Teves, is, let's see where he says it.
Against the Kelev.
That's the pshat of why we were kashar the Gedi, because we also emulated HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being kashar the Gedi. So this is a tremendous yisoid that the month of Nisan corresponds to all the months of the year. Now the truth is, the Shla HaKadosh says another incredible drush in the pasuk. It says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month is for you, Rashei Chadashim, the heads of the month, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashana. What does it mean, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rashei Chadashim? This month is for you. It should say, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashana. What's Rashei Chadashim? So the Shla says, every day of Nisan has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rashei Chadashim. This month is for you. Every day has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. But based on what we're learning, it makes sense. Each month is, so to speak, like a Rosh Chodesh for a different month of the year. So we should be zoicha that the new year should bring Klal Yisrael, Yeshuais, Nachamash. We should taka be zoicha, V'nisan Nigalu, V'nisan Asidin Ligoel, Agon Shabbos, Agon Chodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.